Have you ever been so overwhelmed by life's demands that you just wanted to throw your hands up and say, fuck it? What if that impulse wasn't just a momentary breakdown, but actually profound spiritual wisdom? This groundbreaking philosophy has transformed countless lives by distilling complex Eastern wisdom into a two-word Western expression that instantly shifts your brain chemistry and releases you from the prison of caring too much about things that don't deserve your energy. At the heart of this philosophy lies a profound insight. Our suffering stems from the excessive meaning we attach to things. As children, we experience pure joy and simple pleasures like feeling rain on our faces or playing with cardboard boxes. But as we grow, we accumulate meanings like barnacles on a ship, weighing us down and creating countless opportunities for disappointment. When you say fuck it to something causing you pain, you're performing a profound spiritual act, releasing the grip of meaning and returning to a state of freedom. Eastern spiritual traditions have long recognized that attachment creates suffering. Buddhist monks spend decades learning to release attachments through meditation. Taoists practice wu wei, non-doing, to align with life's natural flow. The brilliant insight is that Westerners have been sitting on a linguistic shortcut to the same spiritual state all along. Profanity activates both brain hemispheres, creating an immediate neurological shift precisely when you need it most, when you're stuck in analytical overthinking. While saying fuck it is powerful alone, five techniques enhance its effectiveness. Relaxation, letting go, acceptance, watching impartially, and conscious breathing. Relaxation is foundational. Most people don't realize how tense they are until deliberately focusing on their bodies. The key is finding pleasure in relaxation itself, enjoying the sensation of melting tension. Letting go means accepting impermanence. Consider what you want to hang on to and acknowledge you'd be okay without them. This recognizes your resilience rather than devaluing what matters. Acceptance embraces reality as is. Watching impartially develops your inner observer during meditation by viewing thoughts as if they're not yours. Conscious breathing connects these techniques through the fuck it out breath in and in breath. The true opposite of love is fear. We either embrace life with love or retreat from it in fear. Fear develops from experiencing pain and wanting to avoid repeating it. Our fear response isn't determined by how much pain we encounter, but by how we respond to it. The key to overcoming fear is saying fuck it to pain. When you accept pain and realize you're safe regardless of what you're feeling, fear begins to evaporate. Try this self-canceling statement: I am safe no matter what I'm feeling. Of all applications of the fuck it philosophy, none is more universally needed than saying fuck it to others' opinions. Our concern with external validation often stems from childhood, when we sought approval and developed self-worth through others' responses. This preoccupation constrains life, keeping talented singers working as accountants and creative spirits in conventional careers that don't reflect their authentic selves. The reality is simple. You can't please everyone. Each person has a unique, genetic, fucked-up code, making universal approval impossible. Most negative interactions aren't actually about you, but rather others projecting their own issues, jealousy, or bad mood. When you start saying fuck it to things that matter to others, expect resistance. People get upset when you challenge their meaning systems because they recognize their own imprisonment. Begin with small steps. Practice saying what you really think in low-stakes situations. You'll discover that feared consequences rarely materialize, and freedom feels increasingly natural. This deceptively simple approach can transform your life. Sit still, breathe deeply, relax, sense what you fancy doing next, then do it. Most people follow shoulds rather than desires. This practice challenges our conditioning to prioritize obligation over genuine impulses, which are often wiser than our sense of duty. Sometimes this means embracing laziness. Other times it means asking for what you want, something many struggle with, especially generous people. This hesitation typically stems from childhood experiences where our needs weren't respected. Saying fuck it starts small, requesting different pizza toppings, asking for favors, or expressing preferences instead of always compromising. As we become better at listening to ourselves, we also develop sensitivity to external signs, subtle markers of warning or encouragement most people miss beneath life's noise. The practice begins by simply looking for these signs, which appear everywhere once we start noticing. When we say fuck it to anything, our perception transforms profoundly. We rediscover childlike wonder in ordinary things as meanings crumble. Anxiety dissolves when we realize most things don't matter much. Our views become less rigid, allowing fresh responses to each situation. We lose the plot of our life story. Our character becomes less predictable and our surroundings fuller with possibilities. Physically, our bodies transform as tension releases. This relaxation becomes visible in our face, appearing younger, neck and shoulders, fewer headaches, and throughout our muscles. The principle is simple. The more you relax, the more energy you feel. As energy rebalances, illnesses begin to disappear. Each fuck it acts like one well-placed needle, increasing energy and allowing natural healing. Ultimately, this relaxation extends your lifespan. The less life means to you, the more of it you get. In a world obsessed with exceptionalism, saying fuck it to being special might be the most revolutionary act of all. Our culture celebrates the journey from ordinary to extraordinary, influenced by the belief that anyone can achieve exceptional status through hard work. Social media creates a zero-sum game where appreciating the exceptional diminishes the ordinary. Yet life, even for exceptional people, consists mostly of ordinary moments: sleeping, eating, cleaning, commuting, chatting with friends. Rather than striving to be unique, we can sit back into being one of the crowd, this beautiful crowd of human beings, and enjoy the coziness of being ordinary. The biggest improvement is accepting ourselves as we are. Constant improvement messages reinforce the harmful belief that we are not good enough yet. Saying fuck it to improvement doesn't mean abandoning growth, but changing the motivation, pursuing it from self-acceptance rather than from a belief that you're fundamentally lacking. By saying fuck it to excessive meanings, others' opinions, fear, control, and the pursuit of more, we discover that freedom isn't found in getting everything we want, but in releasing our attachment to wanting itself. Each fuck it moment releases us from exhausting patterns of resistance to what is. The next time you feel overwhelmed, remember these two magic words. Take a deep breath, let your shoulders drop, and say, fuck it. Feel the immediate release as tension melts away. In that moment of surrender, you might discover that freedom has been yours all along, waiting for you to claim it through the simple act of letting go.